show them to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas, daf Samach Vav. We are starting about the third line with the words Hadag Rizmasa, and the Vilna source of daf is Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, six lines up from the bottom with those same words. And today's daf is sponsored Leilui Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Let's just have a quick review because we're somewhat continuing the sugya from yesterday. In the previous Gemara, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Shuba Levi and Rav Abba, or Rav Buzz, the Gemara also calls him, if one has to make a bracha chroina on an appetizer that he eats before a meal with bread. Rabbi Shuba Levi maintains that since he's eating an appetizer to whet his appetite, so it's part of the meal, and benching on the bread covers the bracha chroina, and therefore, when eating the appetizer, one wouldn't even need to make a bracha on Shivas Haminim first. Now, Abba argues that the benching does not cover this appetizer, and a separate bracha chroina needs to be made on this food. Sadi Gemara tells us, Hadag Rizmasa, which is some sort of salad or some sort of dish where the main food in this dish, the main ingredient in this dish is turmus, is a bean, which we know the bracha on turmus is hadama. Now, in this dish, there's other things as well. There's the Shivas Haminim, there's other things that are aha eats. So Rav Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav Ami, Mevarch al turmusa, he makes a bracha on the turmus, on the bean, which means he makes ha'adama on this dish, and he does not make a ha'etz. And on Rav Levi, he says, al shame, this fits with the following pasuk, al tigzol dal ki dalhu, don't steal from the poor because he's poor. And literally, this pasuk is telling us, don't take advantage of a poor person. In regards to this food, what the pasuk is telling us is that this turmas bean is considered poor. It's inferior. It's not something that if it's in a mix of food, a person would lechatchila make a bracha on it first, especially if we have shivas aminim here, or if we have some other food that's ha'etz, we wouldn't necessarily make a bracha on this turmas. However, over here we're saying that the bracha on this dish is going to be hadama and not any other bracha. And the Gemara continues, Ad kedayin b'sheyesh b'dayte lechol pas. Up until here, we're talking about where the person has in mind that he's going to be eating bread afterwards, meaning this is an appetizer before a meal. However, loy hayu b'dayte lechol pas, if he does not have in mind to eat bread afterwards, which means this is not an appetizer for a meal, loy b'da, so it's not with this, meaning he would not be making hadama on this. And the idea why he would be making hadama on this dish if it's an appetizer before a meal is because since the benching on the meal is going to cover this dish, so therefore we look at the main ingredient of this dish, which is this bean, this turmus, and that's why he would make hadama on it. However, if he's going to be eating this dish on its own without bread, that means it's going to require its own bracha achrayna. Well, since there's also fruit in here from his shivas haminim, so he'd be making an alo eitz as the bracha achrayna, therefore the bracha rishana as well would not be on the turmus, which is hadama, it would be a haetz on the shivas haminim. Now, story about this, Rimagamliel, who was zuga, what does that mean, zuga? It means a scissor. Rimagamliel was a barber. He went up to visit those of the Beis Medrash of Rav Yanai. Chamson Noz ben Zeisa, he saw they were taking olives, and they were making a bracha before them and after them, meaning they were eating olives as an appetizer, and they made a bracha before the olives, and they even made a bracha achrayna on the olives. Amar Lain, he asked them, Vavdin Kedain, do we really do this? We're not supposed to be making a bracha achrayna on these olives if it's right before a meal. And how do we know this? Because of the following. Rav Zeira Shalach She'el Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. Rav Zeira sent this as a question to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, and Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman answered him, the Rav Kahana says, B'shem Rav Avina, Kol Amo Maidaya, everyone agrees, this is something that we had in the previous daf, She'im Yesh Beinayim B'min Shiva, that if among this food that he's going to be eating, there is Shivas Haminim, all of whom Avarech, he makes a bracha on that. Now the main part of the statement wasn't quoted, this as we said, we had yesterday from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, is that a person only makes a bracha if he has a choice of foods in front of him on the Shivas Haminim, that's if he's not eating it before a meal, he's not eating as part of the appetizer. But if he's eating as part of the appetizer, he doesn't even have to make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim, that's because benching on the meal is going to be covering this appetizer. So we see when a person's eating an appetizer, he does not have to make a bracha afterwards. He doesn't have to make the bracha achrayna on it. And our Rab Zeira says, V'yos, this is correct, because of the following story as well. Min manda anan chamin rabbanan salkin l'resh yarcha, from that which I saw the rabbanan going up to Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean, going up to Rosh Chodesh? It means going to the suda that they made, l'kavod Rosh Chodesh, v'achlin anvin, and they ate grapes, v'loy mevarchin b'saifa. And they didn't make a bracha achrayna after eating those grapes. Loy b'sheish b'dati l'achol pas. This is because they had in mind that they're going to be eating bread afterwards. In other words, these grapes were the appetizer for the meal, and so we see that we do not have to make a bracha achrayna on an appetizer eaten right before the bread, which is the main part of the meal. Now, once we're talking about making a bracha on Shivas Haminim, so the Gemara Samach Vav on Beis on top says, Hayu lefanav minin shiva. Let's say a person has a number of the Shivas Haminim in front of him. Al eizeh mehen hu mevarech. On which one of them does he make a bracha first? He has some wheat, some barley, some pomegranate, some dates, some olives. What does he make a bracha on? So Taman Amrin over there in Bavel, they say, Kol ha-koidim le-mikra, koidim le-bracha, anything which is closer to the beginning of the pasuk, that gets a bracha made on it first. We know the pasuk says, Eretz chitu sa'ira gefen ta'in of a rimayin. So whatever comes first in the pasuk, that's going to get a bracha made on it first. And v'chol ha-samach le-aretz, whatever comes closer to the word aretz, koidim le-chol, that comes before everything. What does it mean, closer to the word aretz? So the pasuk that talks about the shevis haminim has the word aretz in it twice. Eretz chitu sa'ira gefen ta'in of a rimayin, Eretz zeis shemen u'devash. So when would the second halacha be relevant? For example, if a person has some barley in front of him and he has some olives in front of him, well, barley is second in the pasuk. Eretz chita u'sa'ira. However, olives come right after the word aretz because the second word aretz in the pasuk, eretz zeis shemen u'devash. So the word zayis comes right after that word aretz, which means that zayis precedes barley. And moving on to a brand new halacha, halacha hey, the Mishnah tells us as follows. If a person made a bracha on wine before the meal, so that bracha paters the wine that he's going to drink after the meal. If you made a bracha on the preparis before the meal, so that bracha is going to pater the preparis after the meal. So let's pause for a second and understand this. When they would have a long, elaborate suda with many courses, it would be set up as follows. They would first sit down and they would have wine. Wine with some sort of parperes. Parperes just refers to any sort of dish which isn't considered a main dish. So this first sit down was with wine and maybe some fish or maybe some finger food, some appetizers. And that's being called the yayin shelefnei hamazon and the parperes shelefnei hamazon because it's before the main part of the meal. After they had this first course, they would sit down to the main meal, and in this main meal, they would have some main courses and they would also have some parperes as well. Then after this main course, achar hamazon, before benching, they would have another course, which is what we would call dessert. And they would take out some more wine and they would have some more parperes, again, which would be some sort of food that one would eat after a meal, could be dessert, could be some sort of fruit, something like that. And that's the yayin and the parperes shel achra mazayin. So the Mishnah just told us that if you made a bracha agafen on that wine that he had before the meal, that paters the wine after the meal. If you made a bracha on the parperes before the meal, that's going to pater the bracha on the parperes after the meal. Obviously, it has to be the same bracha, but the thing before the meal paters the thing after the meal. The Mishnah continues, Ber chalapas paters a parperes. If he makes a bracha on bread, so that paters the parperes, which is being brought as part of the main part of the meal. Ber chalaparperes, but when he makes a bracha on the parperes before the meal, loy paters a pas, that's not going to pater the bread, which comes right afterwards, because the bread isn't secondary to the parperes, it's the other way around, the parperes is tofel to the pas. Now, Beshame says, Aflin maisa kadera, parperes doesn't pater anything. It doesn't even pater maisa kadera, which is some sort of thicker dish, maybe it's a porridge of sorts. And that's because parperes is just meant to wet one's appetite, and maisa kadera is meant to fill a person. And since these two different foods have two different purposes to them, therefore the parperes is not going to pater the maisa kadera. Now the Gemara tells us, Amar of Chizr of Chizda says, Loi taninon ela berchal yayin shel fnei hamazon, we only learned in our Mishnah that if a person made a bracha on wine before the meal, that pater is making a bracha on the wine after the meal. If he made a bracha on wine in the middle of the meal, he didn't get wine before the meal. He only got wine in the middle of the meal. That does not pater wine which is brought to him after the meal. And why is that? Because when a person drinks wine in the middle of the meal, he's drinking it for a different purpose, and it's a totally different drinking than drinking wine after the meal. Drinking wine after the meal is meant to enjoy the taste of the wine. He's sipping a nice wine, maybe it's a dessert wine, it's pleasurable, it's enjoyable, and that's the purpose of drinking the wine after the meal. But the wine that he's having in the middle of the meal is really just to aid his digestion, and that's considered to be on somewhat of a lower level of chashivos, and therefore that bracha on the wine in the middle of the meal cannot cover the bracha on the wine after the meal. Now the Mishnah tells us, Taman Amrin, over there in Bavel they say, Afil berchal yayin shel fnei hamazon, even if you made a bracha on wine before the meal, loy pater sayayin shel achar hamazon, that does not pater the wine after the meal. Ask the Gemara, Vataninon, we learned in our Mishnah, berchal yayin shel fnei hamazon, pater sayayin shel achar hamazon, if you made a bracha on the wine before the meal, that does pater the wine after the meal. So how do we understand this sira? So Rav Huna, Rav Yishuv ben Levi, they both explain this. Chadam, or one of them says, Bahadein deshasi kunditun, that this is talking about someone who's drinking kunditun. Aramish is talking about that the wine that he's drinking is this kunditun type of wine. This is a very expensive drink, it's a very fancy drink, so he's being kaveh suda on that, so therefore that's going to also pater the wine that he's drinking after the meal. However, he's just drinking standard, plain old wine, so then that doesn't cover the bracha on the wine being brought after the meal. Whereas Vacharna Amar, the other one explains, Bahadein Deshasi Chamar Basar Bilni. This is talking about someone drinking wine after he went to the bathhouse. After going to the bathhouse, a person tends to be weak and a little bit drained, and he needs to beef himself up. He needs to give himself a little bit of strength. So he's going to make sure to have a lot of wine, and he's going to be Kaveh Suda on wine. Therefore, wine before the meal is going to potter wine after the meal. But if it's not the situation, so then the wine before the meal does not potter the wine after the meal. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about food around mealtime. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.